Support for Small Wonders on Siouxland Public Media comes from the Daniels Osborne Law Firm in the Ho-Chunk Center in downtown Sioux City, serving needs of clients in real estate transactions, business formation and guidance, and personal estate planning. More information is available on Facebook or at danielsosborne.com.
The Little Church. Listen, this is Believe It or Not stuff. But first, an old story you might have heard. There's a guy, an old soldier maybe, some poor soul left behind on an otherwise deserted Pacific island, swap oceans if you'd like. Poor guy's been on his own for 50 years, sole occupant of this tiny unmapped island. One day finally someone drops by, first visitor in way too many years. The visitor is astounded at the place the old guy has built. He had nothing else to do for 50 years, I suppose, so he built himself an entire town. There's my post office, the old guy says, and right there's my town hall. And right up the block here, see the steeple? That's my church. Broad smile, proud. Mr. First Visitor looks down the other direction where he'd spotted yet another steeple. He points, draws his eyebrows, shrugs his shoulders as if confounded. Oh, yeah, the old man says, that's the church where I used to go. Now, it's a rule of thumb. Where two or three are gathered, someone's likely to leave. If you think I'm talking about your church, lighten up. When first I heard that story, I heard it from Jewish folks talking temple. I am not kidding. You're not likely to believe Keystone's little church, that's uppercase, please. It's in a town so small that the only gas station is Standard Oil, and that's gone too. Keystone, Nebraska is barely a village, but then it wasn't much more in 1908 when its newly settled citizens, blessed with an almost divine civil spirit, built the little church. Not mega church, believe me, a church so small you can almost throw it in the back of the van. Put a choir inside and there'd be no room for a congregation. You'd have to pipe in a preacher if you wanted a sermon. Some people, I'm sure, have bigger sheds. 5 miles away beside Lake McConaughey, hundreds of travel trailers make the place look like a porta potty. Seriously, the little church is nowhere near 50 feet stem to stern, front to back. No, front to front. Yeah, front to front. Here's the thing. This little church has done something for the ages by sweetly combining whole congregations, whole denominations, for the very first time since Luther's Reformation. Seriously, on one end there's an altar for the Catholics who need to hold Mass come the first day of the week, turn around, and on the other end of the sanctuary stands a pulpit for the Protestants who need sermons more than wine and wafers. The little church is a spiritual switch hitter. Okay, both sides meeting together could create a problem, but that won't likely occur till kingdom come. For the time being, at least, the little church belongs to everyone. Kevin Costner became Iowa's favorite adopted son when, in Field of Dreams, he said, "Is this heaven? No, it's Iowa." Now, Keystone, Nebraska is close enough to Nebraska's Lake Mack to pick up more vacationers these days than it has since the little church was built. But only the truly devoted townies would make a claim for Keystone as heaven. But the little church testifies to something beautiful anyway. It stands in a broad field, cleanly cut green grass. No gravel, there's no parking lot. No need, it's just a darling little church a block up from the blacktop that zooms in and out of town. Tiny little place you can't miss. And you shouldn't. It's a shelter in the time of storm, a little palace of peace, a taste of heaven. I'll confess my sin. I was skeptical. I figured this little church was too good to be true, so I left town in a scramble rather than tour Keystone. I didn't want to know if there was yet another church someplace around town, the church people used to attend. I'm not saying there isn't. Only that if there are two churches in Keystone, Nebraska, I don't want to know. So visit Keystone sometime if you're anywhere near Lake Mack. Just to know it's there will do your heart a blessing. Just plain old good for the soul.
as I led my